For our assignment this morning, Brother Olin had us bring a thought or an example of how it is blessed, more blessed to give than to receive. And here in Acts 20:35, it says, "In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner you must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." I think a lot of times for me it's easy to just try to, you know, get the best deal I can, or like, you know, drive a hard bargain sometimes maybe, but I think I need to just kind of think more about the other person and sometimes just not get quite as good of a deal as I maybe could, and just think about that and let them have some too, kind of.
I thought about how Brother Marcus has been bringing us to the nursing homes to sing for the older people, and it kind of takes some effort to go out there and do that, and most of them, they can't really give much back, but for me, it's kind of a blessing to know that I'm able to give, because just knowing how much we all have been given, and it kind of takes the focus off of selfish gain or what all we can get, but instead just being thankful for all the blessings that we've received.
One time at a bank in Oklahoma City, they had a sign that said, "It's more blessed to give and to receive." And I thought that was sounded like the most selfish thing. That's kind of how a lot of people see, think about Christmas and presents and all that stuff. They're really hoping they'll get something good too. And just thought how much more of a blessing it is to give and to help and to do things for people who can't repay you.
I thought about how there's an idea, or a lot of times in stories there, you know, it'll go to where kind of, you know, the person or whatever, they give, and then, you know, it makes them feel good because they gave, you know, that's in a lot of stories, and that's an idea that, you know, it's better to give because, you know, you'll feel good afterwards knowing that you gave. And while that is true to sometimes, I think in life there is, we're called to give some things that, you know, that maybe we don't feel so good giving. And I think the reason we need to give some of those things is because, you know, we're being a Christian, we're trying to live our lives like Jesus, and, you know, he gave his whole life, and, you know, because of that we live in peaceful homes, we have good lives, and not much, you know, at least right now we don't have not that many struggles, and, you know, we've been given so much, and I think because of that, you know, we need to give whatever, not just so that we feel good that we know, you know, we've gave, but, you know, even things that we don't feel so good giving, still give, and because that's what Jesus did, so.
There's a saying somewhere that says, happiness is helping others. And I find that so true when every time you give something or help somebody, and it just brings warmth and peace to your heart to see them happy because you helped them.
An example of someone who gave, who really wanted to give, was the lady in the Bible that gave her last cent, just donated it. She wasn't expecting to get anything back. And we just need to all be the same way. It's just not need anything back. She just didn't have anything other than that, pretty well, anything worth money or anything. All the other richer people, they had been given a bunch, but they still kept a bunch for themselves. And I think that if we really want to give, we don't want to, we're not like giving because we want to receive something, but if we're giving something, if we're a receiver, we give something to get something back, maybe a little more valuable.
It is better for me to give gifts than to hope that others give gifts to me. Giving is one way God blesses others. Jesus said to give to everyone who asks of you. Luke 6:30. We should be concerned about others as we are concerned about ourselves.